My sainted mother taught me the seven acts of corporeal mercy: to feed the hungry, refresh the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the traveller, comfort the sick, visit those imprisoned, and bury the dead. Most of these we undertook together while she lived. Then Papa and I buried her, so that was another one checked off the list. A single merciful act eluded me: visiting those in prison. A lady in my position has ample opportunity to feed and clothe, but who can she call upon in jail? Which of her genteel acquaintances is ever incarcerated? I mentioned the difficulty to my father once, at breakfast. My words hung in the air with the steam from our tea, hot, uncomfortable. I can still see Papa's grey eyes narrow over the pages of his newspaper.
Charity is not a competition, Dorothea. These acts of mercy, you do not need to perform them all.
But, sir, Mama said,
you know your mother was a...
He looked down at his paper, searching for the word.
She had odd notions about religion. You must not take what she said to heart.
We were silent a moment, feeling her absence in the empty chair at the end of the table. Mama was a papist, I told my toast as I buttered it. I am not ashamed of that. Had I sworn before him, he could not have flushed a brighter hue. His cheeks went puce.
You are not scampering around prisons, he barked. Never mind your mother, I am your father, and I say you are a Protestant. That is my final word on it.
But Papa never really has the final word. When I came of age, I inherited my own money from Mama to spend as I pleased. Papa could do nothing when I decided to lay it out in improvements for prisons. Prison, along with Mama's Catholicism, was attractive to me because it was forbidden, because it was dangerous. I sat on women's prison boards, set up committees to help the poor wretches in Newgate, and purchased pamphlets on Elizabeth Fry. I cannot say these actions made me a darling of society, but I acquired friends enough for my liking. Charitable spinsters, rector's wives, far worthier people than the fashionable young ladies Papa wished for me to associate with.
How do you expect to find a husband, he said, when you are always off on these squalid sallies to jail?
I am fair, and I have an ample dowry from Mama, I retorted. If any man is fool enough to be put off by a few charitable enterprises, he does not deserve me. So I won my way, as I always do. 2 years ago, the Oak Gate Charitable Women's Society began a project to dismantle the old sinking hulk that passed for a penitentiary in these parts and build a new prison. That was my chance. When the women's wing was complete, the society ruled it would be beneficial for lady visitors to call upon the inmates and improve them with edifying conversation. Naturally, I volunteered. In my visits, I have seen many wretches, desperate, friendless, craving comfort. But I have never met a criminal quite like her. I was feeding Wilkie, my pet canary, this morning, when the note from Matron arrived, informing me we had another one. I knew she meant the worst of all criminals, a taker of human lives. My blood began to hum. I ordered the carriage and dashed for my hat and gloves. Anticipation dried my mouth as I rumbled along in the carriage towards the prison. One never knows what to expect with a murderer. When I was young, I used to imagine they all had compelling reasons to commit their deeds: a stolen lover, vengeance for a parent, betrayal, blackmail. This is a fallacy. Murder can have the strangest, most mundane of motives, or sometimes none at all. I remember Mrs. Blackwood, who maintained that she never drowned those poor dear children. It was them that came and did it. They were always killing, and they always made her watch. Then there was Miss Davies, who told me she bore no malice to the young black, never did mind his kind, but alas, it was necessary for him to die. A sacrifice had to be made. Most chilling of all, I think, was Mrs. Wren. Yes, she had killed her husband. Did he beat her? No. Visit other women? Oh, no. Never. Had he, in fact, done anything to merit his death? Certainly. The brute! He had criticized her cooking. Not in general, no, just the once. It was enough. What wife would not kill him? She wanted to know.